This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Matt Wilson officially marks his last day on the job as a member of the University of Akron faculty on May 31st. Wilson, the former president of the university, is leaving to take the job of president at Missouri Western State University. I sat down with Wilson to talk about his unexpected turn as UA's president following the short and troubled tenure of Scott Scarborough. Wilson says the Board of Trustees came to him about taking over as interim president. Wilson talked about the overtures that soon came from other schools and his decision to step away from leading the University of Akron.
Probably about a year and a half into my presidency, as we had just been running nonstop, my wife and I had the opportunity finally to sit down and talk about the future and said, you know, where do we want to be? And really, as we started to weigh things, I think because of the positive strides that the University of Akron had made, there were a couple of universities that made sense from a family perspective that knocked on the door and said, hey, we see great things going on with the University of Akron. You know, would you be willing to at least listen? So it wasn't something that we sought out and did, but we were having conversations about, you know, if we're going to be investing 18 hours a day, where do we want to be doing it? How long do we want to be doing it for? And you know, what might be important to us on a personal note. And we had University of Central Florida, you know, come initially, as everybody knows, and having lived in Orlando, practiced law in Orlando, our two youngest were born in Orlando. I've got friends in Orlando. That was something that looked attractive. And at the same time, we had Utah Valley University. I grew up in Utah. And in fact, I had a brother that graduated from Utah Valley. And we've got friends that actually go to that university as well. So they were things that we thought, well, maybe we'll at least entertain the idea, explore, and see if there might be a potential fit there.
In both those cases, though, it was those institutions that approached you.
It was.
So it wasn't a matter of you going and actively searching during that time while you were president here.
No, not at all. In fact, I wouldn't have had the time to have done it, given the schedule that I had.
But do you worry at all about the impression that that might have given to the student body during that time?
I was very open with the students and had communication and correspondence with them. And you know, the reaction from the students actually was very understanding. I think they were very encouraging, had some great conversations with students.
Now, you could have stayed in the president's position and kept looking, but you decided at some point to step down from the presidency. Why was that?
You know, excellent question. And I think it relates to the question that you had just brought up. I mean, as we were working through the University of Central Florida recruitment process and really hadn't even made a decision of whether we wanted to be there or not, if given the opportunity. I mean, part of it was just exploring to see, okay, is there a potential fit even from our side? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We started to just talk about it and said, okay, well, you know, if we've got a university out in Utah that's talking to us, it really isn't fair if we're going to be listening and exploring to the students or to others to have that level of uncertainty.
Was there ever any pressure from the school, from the Board of Trustees, from anybody with the institution to step down, or was that wholly your decision?
You know, that was entirely my decision. You know, I'm sure that, you know, me looking at the University of Central Florida gave some people pause. Some people said, well, geez, you know, if he's looking at another institution and even exploring it, you know, why would we, you know, want to have him here at the University of Akron? In the same breath, I think everybody saw the change that had happened, the financial stability that had come, a number of the new programs that were onboarded that were just taking off. And so you know, never at any point in time did somebody sit down and say, you know, we want you to leave, or we think that you're a detriment to the university. In fact, it was all very positive. I had donors calling me from around the world saying, hey, you know, please stay. You know, we want you here at the University of Akron because of the impact that you can make. And part of the conversation was, you know, whether I'm a professor, whether I'm president, whether I'm dean, you know, whether I'm a supporter, whether I'm forever a Zip, you know, I'll always be committed to the University of Akron.
That's former University of Akron president Matt Wilson. At WKSU.org, Wilson talks about some of the tough choices he sees facing the University of Akron and what the university should look for in its next president. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.